Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Tainted and Tempted podcast. I'm your host, Asia. So welcome back to season 4 of the Tainted and Tempted podcast. It's Friday, and I hope everyone had a great week. So for today's show, I would like to talk about the Kyrie Irving situation. As you can see, I have a special guest with me here today. But before we start going into anything, I need you to stop what you're doing. I need you to subscribe down below to my podcast. I'll wait while you do it. And also at my Facebook, which is Tainted and Tempted underscore TV, and my Facebook, which is Tainted 2 underscores Tempted Podcast. Now, for today's show, my guest and I will briefly talk on Kyrie Irving. If you don't know who he is, Kyrie Irving is a very known basketball player for the Brooklyn Nets. Now, he promoted a film filled with anti-Semitic tropes on his social media accounts. This led to a lot of controversy, and he is suspended for a minimum of 5 games unless he makes a public apology. Before he can return to his team full-time, he has 6 requirements to follow. Apologize for the film he promoted, make a $500,000 donation to anti-hate causes, complete a sensitivity training, complete an anti-Semitism training, meet with ADL and Jewish leaders, and meet with a team owner, Joe Tassa, to demonstrate an understanding of the situation. Now, we'll let my guest introduce himself, and we will jump right into it. So, yeah. I have...
Zeke Simmons.
Yes, Zeke, in the building. Yes, yes.
In the house.
Yes, in the house. Yes. So, tell me, Zeke, what do you know about Kyrie Irving?
My son is sick with the handles. Probably one of the best ball handling guards that I've ever seen. When he came to Brooklyn, I was hoping he'd give us a ring. Even though I'm not a Brooklyn fan, but I'm from here, but just hoping I think it'd be dope if the parade would come through here. Mm-hmm. That's why I was hoping he'd give us a ring. But that's about all I know. Is that he always standing up for his people.
Mm-hmm. And he's a basketball player for the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not really too much into the sports, but I hear when certain things do go on in the media about these basketball players and much more.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So do you feel it's right that he was suspended for 5 games without pay?
Nah, definitely not. 5 games is kind of crazy. I don't think he should have been suspended at all.
At all. No, just for speaking up about our history.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just saying something, something is just automatically clipped.
They totally erased the First Amendment.
Yeah. We can't do nothing without getting our businesses taken away, our money taken away. How do you think this man is going to make a living now that you suspended him for 5 games?
Yeah. That goes to show that they run us.
They do. They run us. That's true.
That's why he's saying something.
So wake
it's like
us
a catch
up.
22. God damn. For him, it's a catch 22.
Mm-hmm. To wake us up and put us on a game. So do you feel Kyrie should have apologized or stayed strong?
Apologize? No, definitely not. I'm trying to remember
the
answer.
He should have stayed strong?
He definitely should have stayed strong.
Yeah. Well, his people, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody got to stand up.
Because we got his back. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Not really.
I don't see. We ain't say nothing wrong. Except for the celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of turn their back.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But as us, I see people on Facebook every day having his back.
That's
on
true.
Instagram.
Yeah. So do you feel he will receive the same backlash as Kanye West?
I feel like it's already happening.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly, yeah. Because we did talk about this because Kanye lost his Adidas deal. And I think Kyrie Irving got an Adidas deal. He didn't lose his yet.
It
could be coming. I mean,
something. I hope after he completes these 6 requirements, he could just go back to peacefully playing his Brooklyn Nets.
The 6 requirements.
Yeah, and just play his games. I hope nothing else happens after this, you know? Oh, my God. So have you ever seen the movie Hebrews to Negroes on Amazon?
No. But I'm going to.
Me too. Me too. I'm going to watch it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to.
Yes, we have to. We do. So do you feel his people, which are blacks, are scared to defend him?
I feel like, the celebrities are, because they're controlled by the Jewish people, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jewish, yeah. They controlled. LeBron James ain't have his back. I had to say that shit.
Yeah, he did it.
He just...
And that's my next question. Do you agree with LeBron James stating Kyrie Irving hurt a lot of people?
Nah, I don't agree. Well, he hurt, the Jewish people, But he ain't hurt us.
He didn't. He didn't hurt me at all. He put us on the game. That's what he did.
Yeah, like, he opened up a lot of people's eyes. He knows where we come from, so, you know, why not? Shit, if I had a bigger platform, I would be saying the same shit.
Yeah, exactly. And especially if it's your own. So do you feel Amazon should remove the movie?
No. But shit, if they do, yeah, I'm going to still find it anyway.
Yeah, we're going to
really
find
hope
it.
They don't.
Yeah, yeah. So now let's move on to an interview with you, Zeke. Tell me about yourself.
From Brooklyn, New York. Well, I'm from born in Harlem. Harlem Hospital, raised in Brooklyn. I basically lived in almost all five boroughs. Shit, I've been rapping since a little kid, since like 7 years old. But I actually lived, I grew up in D.C. too, D.C., North Carolina. Shout out to Weldon. But I spent most of my adult years in D.C. And living... I just moved back like maybe 3 years ago. No, I'm lying. 2019. So that's like 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
3 years, 4 years, something like that. But yeah.
Okay. So what got you started in music?
Shit, just listening to, well, like I said before, Michael Jackson and Usher.
Yeah.
Usher's not the same no more, you know. But yeah,
it's not.
I still fuck with him.
Me too.
And then Jay-Z. When I turned like around 7 or 8, I used to love Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
I used to go to school memorizing lines. And then I would rap in front of my friends.
Right, because Jay-Z was the shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they wasn't really my friends. They used to like pick on me. But when I rap, it helped. You know what I'm saying? They used to love it. That's why I remember it so much. Like, oh, yeah, rap that same rap. I rap it every day.
Oh, damn. And, okay.
It got to a point where like they got tired of it. So I was like, all right, I got to remember more lines. So I would say the same rap and then rap extra lines. And they was loving it. And then, yeah, after a while, it turned into writing. And then... yeah, once I turned like a preteen, like 12, 13, I was like a full-fledged writer, just writing raps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So have you always had a passion for music?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, since a little kid. Yeah. I begged my mom to buy me the Stillmatic CD. And
that's a good album.
Yeah, it's my one of my favorite albums ever. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And she wouldn't give it for me. First, because it had this parental advisory sticker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she was like, no, I'm not getting you that. She's like, but I got a surprise for you. And then she wound up getting me Nellyville.
Oh, that was
which
the
wasn't
album.
The same, but that,
it's
that shit
the
was
same
lit.
Thing.
It was lit. I used to like Nellyville.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's that album with Diamond, I think.
That was the best album. That was his best album he ever made.
In my opinion, I feel the same way.
Yeah. Pimp Juice was the best. That was my top
that's
favorite.
My shit. Yeah. That's my shit.
All right. Yes. So, who is your all-time favorite artist?
Okay. So, all-time, I would have to say Nas. Styles P. I forgot him last time. Who else? Prodigy. Can't believe I forgot him last time, too. Prodigy, definitely. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Who else? Eminem. Can't forget him. He's sick with it. Joe Budden. My man Souls Cal. Because he's one of the sickest niggas I ever heard in my life. So I got those souls in there. Who else? Yeah, it's a couple other people. I can't name everybody, though.
Okay. So where can
I know I'm missing some people, though. I'm missing a lot of people.
Okay, so where can we find your music? We talking about rails. What about you? Where can we find Zeke's music?
Oh, yeah, you can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Pandora, YouTube, SoundCloud, because that's where all my underground shit is at. I still be dropping shit on SoundCloud. I don't care what nobody say. Just a lot of throwaway shit.
SoundCloud is good. There's nothing wrong with SoundCloud.
I feel the same way. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just throw it up there.
Don't go with everybody what they think is hot. Just go with what you like.
Yeah, that's how I always
been. Especially when you follow the trend, you be lost in the sauce. Going with everybody and what they like.
Yep.
Just go what you like and what you're used to with going for. Streaming your music.
Exactly. Because it feels right that way.
Exactly. So is there anybody you would like to shout out?
Hell yeah. My man Dre. Shout out to Harlem World Dre. Who else? Damn.
Your new album you just released.
Oh yeah, Vibe Check. Mm-hmm. Vibe Check. Go download, stream that joint.
Yes. On all platforms. All platforms, okay. Perfect.
Definitely. Just the good music, you know. It's really no concept. Just every song has a different vibe. Okay. Yeah, who else I need to shout out? A couple, my man Souls Cal, I shout him out all the time. Tribe Gang, Trust Real Instincts from Experience. It's a group based out in D.C.
Okay.
So, yeah, I say it all the time. Who else? My man Lav, Blacks. It's a couple people in the gang. Lil Wu, Swayno. Yeah, it's a lot of us, actually.
Okay.
It's a D.C. thing. I really haven't really... I've connected with a few people up here in New York. My man Skanks. Shout out to DJ Ready C. Connected with you. Shout out to... Oh, you about to kill me right now. Asia.
The Tainted and Tempted Podcast.
I wanted to say your name. Of course I know your podcast. But yeah, yes. I got you. I got you, Asia. Don't kill me.
Yes, yes, it's okay.
Yeah, but shout out to everybody that's doing their thing, man.
Yes, the grind don't stop. You know, when you got a dream, you got to make it into a reality.
Yes.
You know, you got to go hard. You have to. All right. So do you have any artists or musicians that you'll like to work with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I said her because I really love her voice.
Yeah, her is very good. Talented.
Yeah. Yeah. Who else? A lot of the people I wanted to work with passed away. I used to want to work with Nate Dogg. I really wanted to work with Nate Dogg, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That never happened. Rest in peace. Who else? Right now, I kind of just be doing my own thing. Really? And I like working with local artists better.
Okay.
I don't really see myself working with, like, big, big artists, unless they're, like, a singer or something. Yeah.
Okay. So does life ever get in the way of you accomplishing your dreams?
Definitely. I try not to let it, but it does. Bills, relationship problems, even though you shouldn't let that shit get in the way. But it happens. We human. Yeah, life shit always gets in the way. But I never forget the goal. I never forget, like, I want to rap. Mm-hmm. This is what I love doing. So every time when I have the chance, that's what I do. Yeah, no matter, like, what's in the way.
Right. That's how you got to be, you know? You can never get discouraged, especially when you have a dream. You just have to go hard for that dream and make it possible.
No matter what.
Yes. So what are some positive things you would tell someone with the same ambition as you?
Keep going. Don't stop. You're going to have a lot of motherfuckers trying to come... tear you. No, you should do this. You should do this. No, you should do that. And it's like, it might cause confusion, but just stick to your guns. Stick to your guns. Like, be true to yourself and you'll be all right, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Zeke, for showing love on the Tainted and Tempted Podcast, yes, season ma'am. 4. Yes, hopefully you come back again and bless my audience with your dreams, your goals, your reality, and everything and much more.
Yeah, definitely got to come back. Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, everyone. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Tainted and Tempted Podcast, season 4. I'm your host, Asia. Now, while you're at it, subscribe down below and make sure you add my Instagram, which is TaintedandTempted_TV, and my business page on Facebook, which is Tainted_Tempted Podcast. Make sure you get in tune with all my updates and subscribe to me as more. I will have a new episode every Friday, and this is how the season 4 is going. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yep.